What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What's up, everyone? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about the sports, but I'm your average sports fan and sports watcher. But let's be real. Who cares? There aren't any sports on TV, so what's the difference?
What up, y'all? It's Sizz, and I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. I used to be the gambler, but there's no sports on TV. There's nothing to gamble on. And I don't go to bars and shotgun White Claw anymore, but I do still shotgun White Claws at the patio in quarantine.
Eddie, but the good news is, if you guys are missing sports, sports are back tomorrow night.
What are you talking about?
The Challenge on MTV is back. And let me tell you, you don't have sports, you need something with competition and like excitement, get on it.
You know what I was watching last night? I went through like the channels and ESPN was on, and they were showing an old rerun of the Super Bowl.
That was the before the Super Bowl.
No.
Where is the Super Bowl located?
The Cornhole Championship called the Super Bowl. I'm like, really? 9 o'clock on a freaking Monday, and that's what's on TV? A freaking cornhole Super Bowl?
Coach, you really still throw it over to ESPN?
Hey, Coach, guys, I was just scanning.
Have you lost?
They still have good programming over on ESPN, No, they do. I watched a story. I think it was this weekend. There was a girl.
There you go.
She went to a homeless high school in L.A. Only homeless kids went there. She lived in a tent on the sidewalk out in front of the school. And her freshman year, she decides to pick up basketball. And she's pretty good. And the team only had 5 players. So no one can foul out or else they're disqualified.
Oh,
no, you just play down a man.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So she was good, but not like a superstar. So she tries out for a college team, and she doesn't make it. Bethune-Cookman, I believe, was the school. But she didn't get a basketball scholarship, but she got an academic scholarship. She is the manager of the team. She tried out for the team, didn't make it. She's the manager, and she's going to try out again as a sophomore.
Oh, it's current.
Yes. I thought it was an... Like, I would never usually watch
What is this? What story?
Like, it had like one of those E60s.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was telling you about, E60s.
Yeah, something... It was one of those that they do, like a short, a whole three-hour thing, but it was incredible. One time, she missed practice, and the coach was like, yeah, I didn't really bother her with why she missed practice, and it turned out... While she was in school, the cops went and just, picked up all the homeless's stuff, and her shoes were in the tent, her basketball shoes. And she had to go back down to the police station to get her house back.
That sounds like a good show. But we were talking about, the businesses that are freaking out right now, restaurants and all this stuff. Like, I'm telling you, one of those on the list is ESPN. They're freaking out. They're like, guys, we only have so many documentaries that we can throw on the network.
Also, they got to start laying off some of those anchors. They had a payroll of about 100 of them. Every time I'd turn it on, every Tom, Dick, and Harry was on SportsCenter.
Right, Van Pelt or whatever needs to.
No, Van Pelt's great.
Wait, okay, Coach, he has nothing to talk about.
Coach, but he does the emotional stories as well.
Thank you.
Okay, Coach, how many stories are you going to do?
A lot.
Guys, there's nothing to talk about today.
Guys, we have to come up with a video to send to Joe Buck.
What? Why?
What is this?
I don't understand.
You guys haven't seen what he's doing?
No.
You send him a video of everyday life, whatever you're doing. Like, there was one where this lady is rolling dough, like, to make a pizza or something.
Okay. How bored is Joe Buck?
No, that's exactly.
Van Pelt's doing the same thing. There was a lady planting a flower.
Joe Buck is commentating. He's calling it like he would call a game. Like, there was a dad playing basketball with his son, his toddler son, and he calls it just like he's calling a real game.
That's actually pretty awesome.
It's really cool to watch. So he's doing all these videos, and all he does is he says, if I commentate your video, I just ask you make a donation to whatever charity you support, doesn't matter, just make a donation. So you just send him videos, and he picks some, and he commentates them. It's really cool.
Like, I saw a video of Alex Rodriguez and J-Lo playing baseball in their backyard, and I'm
Coach,
like,
that wasn't baseball.
Hey, what was J-Lo wearing?
Tight pants and
Coach. He was acting like he was showing her how to. What
sports
you do
bra?
Is because he's posting Maybe. It on yes. Instagram or whatever. He has to act like he's showing her how to hit the baseball, Coach. Come on.
Well, let's be real. You got Hall of Famer A-Rod in the backyard with his kids.
He ain't no Hall of Famer.
He won't be a Hall of Famer.
Because
no
of the
chance.
Juice. He did juice
steroids. Will keep him out of the Hall of Fame.
Oh, that's very sad.
Coach, it's not,
go ahead.
It's not even sports season, and you're screwing up the who's who and the what's what's. You could have avoided that easily and improved your reputation.
What do you mean, with the Hall of Famer?
Yeah, Coach.
In your eyes.
I mean, Coach, he's one of the greatest.
He's really good.
Play the game. I mean.
So go ahead. Keep going. I want to hear
but
more.
But it's just like, and the only videos we have of him is playing wiffle ball in his backyard. It's a sad time for sports. That's, I mean, Joe Buck, he's probably wearing no underwear while he's shooting those videos.
But just it's still
chilling
cool
at the house.
It's still
what's
awesome.
What's Aikman doing? Nothing. I mean, there's just nothing going on. It's a sad, sad time. It's so sad, guys. I canceled my PGA Live.
Smart. They're going to be back for months,
well, of
dude.
Course.
I've canceled all my channels that I stream, ESPN Plus, Dunzo, gone.
Speaking of the PGA, did you see Dell? I guess they had a scheduled tweet. Because
for the match play?
Yeah, they tweeted out Sunday evening. Oh, thanks for another great year of the 2020 match play, blah, blah, blah. Someone forgot to
it was scheduled. They scheduled it months ago.
Someone forgot to take it down because it tweeted out to everybody that follows that, which I thought was pretty funny. And then did you see Joey Gallo? Like, speaking of nothing to do, he put up a hitting net in his kitchen, and he's hitting off the tee into the net.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean.
That's the definition of a bad neighbor. And, dude, one little miss, you're going right through your window in the skyscraper.
Oh, and he has ceiling to, you know, floor to ceiling windows. I mean, it was a nice view.
It's sad, man. You have all this talent just sitting on the couch right now, doing nothing.
And you know what? I've said it before. Everybody always says, I want to be unemployed, man. I want to quit my job.
No, you don't.
Who says that?
Maybe not the unemployed part, but people want to say, oh, I want to quit my job. I want to get laid off. Then I get 6 good months, man. It'll be awesome. Well, I kind of went through that. I didn't get laid off. I got straight up fired. So
I don't know anyone who's ever said that, by the way.
So I
maybe
did.
You.
And I knew I was going to have about 4 months before the next phase of my life was going to start. So I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. I've wanted this my entire life. I have 4 months to do absolutely nothing. Smash cut about 4 days in, guys. I was bored off my ass.
You want to know why you were bored off your ass?
Why?
Because you had no money and all your friends had jobs.
It's Friday. You're broke.
You had nothing to do. If you were super, like if you were had enough money, you could travel. But right now you can't even travel. You can't go anywhere. So I understand what you're saying. Like, oh, it's so boring. Yeah, because you can't go anywhere. But if you had a secure job that you get laid off, so you're getting unemployment and you could travel. It wouldn't be that bad.
What it is, so I wanted to just say to the people saying, oh, I always wish I could stay at home. Now they're like, okay, man, I am never going to take for granted that job I used to have because it's kind of depressing. Even though you're still making money, being inside your own house day after day after day, it's great with family, but you like to go be about something. Man, you're driving down a road. You're seeing the future. You're seeing a city skyline. It's different, man, just being at the house. And I'm kind of seeing that in my girl's eyes right now because her job's closed down, so she's working from home, and I mean, I come home, and dude, it is a dog when it comes to you and starts banging your leg. Terrible analogy.
I don't understand.
But I'm saying she's excited to see me.
So she's the dog that's banging your leg.
So she's not excited to see you when she has a regular job. Like when she's at her job from the skyscraper that she sees going down a road, she's not happy to see you when she gets home?
When you want her to get laid off.
Guys, the human body was not meant to be confined in walls day after day
now,
after day.
Now, I will say you have it harder because you're in an apartment. At least if you have a house.
He's right by the river, though, Coach.
Yeah, you can go walk the trails, right? You understand that, right? You
right.
do and not have to stay in your house.
Coach, I was out and I did a little Ozark Nashville style. I went to the river. I saw they closed off. There used to be it was almost on a moat, this Blue Moon restaurant. I thought, oh, that'd be cool just to go over there, check it out. Oh, they closed off the dock. You pretty much have to swim in moat water where there could be alligators if you want to just go see
no
a cool little view.
Here, Coach.
But hey, what I did want to say is it's funny, though. This is my little take on this whole thing. People are walking that fine line where they don't. Everybody still wants to go outside a little bit. And you can do that. You can go for a walk, do this, but you can't go for trips. And everybody's kind of walking the fine line where you don't want it to appear that you're going all around town because that means that you're more likely to have coronavirus. So everybody's in a weird place right now. Okay, I can go outside. I can walk around a little bit. Yeah, you can do that. But I wouldn't suggest going to your local Home Depot and starting a backyard project, I mean, imagine all the people you're going to be in contact with
right.
when you go to Home Depot and you get a bunch of tools and
That's
supplies.
True, yes.
Correct. So correct. That's not an essential trip. You're not doing something. You're just doing something to be busy. Like, you don't go to get flowers. Like, yeah. that's just not smart.
Like, example, last weekend, my kids wanted to go fishing because the weather was actually great. I'm like, great.
Awesome.
I'm going to go to Walmart real quick and get some worms. I'm like, oh, crap, I can't go to Walmart.
There, I was Eddie, you are that person.
So what did I do? I picked worms in my yard for 2 hours, man. Got a crap load of earthworms, went fishing.
Dude, if you need worms, just come over to my yard or I'll bring them in.
You have a lot.
Because I've been pulling weeds.
Yeah. They're stuck in the roots.
Whoa. They are all over the roots of the weeds. I mean, they are there. I mean, I pull them out and there's like 10 worms. I'm like,
what's
okay.
crazy, if anyone listening likes fishing, what's crazy, if you flood your yard, like literally just let the hose run for 30 minutes in your yard, you'll get a good watering, and two, all the earthworms just come out like trying to just grasp for air. Thousands of earthworms. It's amazing.
Dude, if you need worms, come over to the west side. I live on the river.
Beautiful, Coach.
So the only thing is you get...
No, that's where you get minnows.
In the river. But I'm saying, dude, next to it, it is earthworm heaven. Yeah. They're all over the place.
But, Coach, the point is there's a lot of stuff to do out there without going to a store,
exactly.
without risking your health or other people's health by going and making contact with people.
Well, and then so I agree with people that are out taking a walk with your significant other.
Sure.
But then at my place, there's a popular hill that I created and made popular. It's my running hill. Nobody else has done it. At all.
What's it called, Coach?
Ray's Hill.
Yeah, Sizzon's Hill. So I've always been the one that does that hill. I go to it to go do my normal hill little 20-minute workout.
What do you do, sprints?
Yeah, I sprint up it, walk down it. It's a pretty BA workout. It's almost like an NFL-type workout.
Okay.
A 20-minute workout is nothing like an NFL workout. just FYI. Yeah. It might be a NFL workout warm-up.
Miniature version.
So
I scaled down to
hey, whatever reason my apartment complex must be the work from homers. There's about a group of 10 of them on my hill sweating on each other, doing push-ups, clapping hands. Yeah. Folks, that is not social distancing. I was shocked to see that many people in that close of a proximity and just cool with it.
Have you heard this talk about waves and like how this is the first wave of the virus and then there'll be another wave of it coming?
Dude, don't say. My fiance already heard that and she got sad the other night.
Well, I mean, it's just true. Like
the wave's coming and then there's another wave coming. Yeah. And she thinks
so. You're saying it's like a wave pool where they make the sound and it comes. And then it calls down for a minute, and then the sound comes again, a new wave comes.
You can make that comparison, or like in war, you know, like D-Day.
Oh, I don't want to go that sad.
Well, I mean, that's kind of what it was. There was the first wave of people, boom, wiped out. The second wave starts making a little progression. Third wave conquers.
Oh, man.
Coach, so my fiance thinks the next wave's coming during wedding season.
I mean, Coach, she might, was it October?
Yeah.
I mean, she may be right. I don't know. Dude,
this thing is wacky right now, I'll tell you that.
Would you guys consider doing a virtual wedding?
That's dude, not even kidding. I already saw online they do these virtual strip clubs, boys. That might be, hey, that might be what the bachelor party is, all of us showing at my house.
Hey, and how do you tip? Do you just send them a dollar?
No, Bitcoin.
Yep. You can,
Venmo.
There's a way on the website to send him the money. But
Coach,
I mean,
you just click on the $1.
So, and it'll be you, me, Eddie, lunch. We're already next to each other. We'll stream it here in the studio and we'll all sit and watch it. That'll be the bachelor party.
I mean, that would be incredible.
Terrible.
Let me tell you, if you are getting a virtual lap dance, you need help. Like, as soon as the coronavirus travel ban is lifted, you need to go seek counseling.
Actually, doesn't sound too bad.
Find someone professionally that can help you with your problem because that is unacceptable.
Coach, it'll be fun until upper management walks in as three dudes getting a virtual lab bed.
No.
And we got a cracked open Michelob Ultra.
No management will come in because they're home quarantined. We're correct. The only ones that come to the studio, so we would be good. And we have a lot of screens in here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 screens. I mean, that's pretty good.
Hey, and we're starting to see the effects of this, people staying at home, not in public, not at the office. A guy from upper management, Top Dog, he came in. He hasn't been in the office for a week and a half. Guys, he looked like Tom Hanks in Castaway.
Beard?
He was almost unrecognizable.
Yeah.
He stayed 15 feet away, and I don't know where he's been for the past 2 weeks, but it almost looked like in the woods.
Well, people are craving conversation. I was out in my yard this weekend digging a dead tree out, And this grandma and grandpa walked by, and I mean, I've never seen them before.
Coach, and they're compromised, yeah, coach.
But they try to take their walk every day, and they were 6 feet. I mean, they were probably 20 feet from me. They were standing on the sidewalk.
From you. Okay, but yeah, they were together.
They were together because they're married.
Sure.
And they said, and they're just sitting there. They stopped and talked. I mean, they would, on a normal day, they probably wouldn't have stopped and talked to me, but they're like, yeah, it's been hard, but we take our walk every day, and I'm Grandma Jackie, and I'm Grandpa.
Coach, the names probably aren't necessary.
No, doesn't
but
really matter.
They introduced me. Their first names, and they
you told
me,
them I'm Jason Gibbles.
And they told me, give me a real name? Told me their grandkids and all this.
Did you give me your real name or Jason Gibbles?
Jason Gibble is my name.
No, it's not.
So I mean,
did you tell them you're a lunchbox?
People are just craving conversation.
Agreed.
Hey, seriously, the lunch has this weird thing where he doesn't tell people his real name. Even strangers, like the dude at Home Depot, who freaking cares what your name is? You won't tell him lunchbox. You won't tell him your real name, but you tell him
Jason Gibble. Even when I call to Go Food, I give him a fake name.
Jason. This is ridiculous.
That's funny. He's used to it though. He's done it for so long.
But who cares?
Well, I don't. It's just weird. It's a weird thing.
Isn't it weirder that you're giving him a fake name?
No. It's weird because I don't want people knowing. Like, I mean, of course you can find it if you want to be crazy and look it up. And yeah, I get it. But just the awkwardness and like, I mean, like you don't know how many people you meet that listen and like, oh, tell me your real name, dude.
Sure.
No, I'm good.
But I wonder if like Bono, whose real name is Paul.
What?
Yeah. Like I wonder. See? I wonder when he orders a pizza, they're like, "All right, sir, pepperoni mushroom pizza. What's your first name?"
Jim.
like what does he say? I wonder if he says but Paul Bono, or Bono.
Bono doesn't have to go get his own pizza. Someone goes and gets it for him. You know what I'm saying?
You're assuming. You don't know.
Oh, come on. If Bono walks into the local Pizza Hut to pick up his thin crust pepperoni pizza, I will be shocked.
I bet that'd be fun, though, as a big-time celebrity to walk into freaking Sal's Pizza Joint and pick up an order. Like, people would be like, dude, this is amazing. Freaking Bono's here. Let's take a picture.
I'm catching up on the Jersey Shore, and the situation just got out of jail.
Yeah.
And on his way home, he calls his favorite pizza place because he wants a delivery.
Yeah.
And the guy on the phone goes, is this the situation? And he's like, yeah, it is. He goes, guys, it's the cinch. The cinch is on the phone. And they were freaking out. See, in the fun pizza parlor.
That's fun.
And he goes, and he looks at his wife and goes, they know I'm out.
It's awesome.
And then they deliver it to his house.
Yeah. Try it, coach.
I don't ever get delivery.
Try it and say, this is Lunchbox from the Bobby Bone Show.
Do you get food delivered to your house?
Yes.
Coach, you would be perfect for a DiGiorno's commercial. I don't ever get delivery. It's DiGiorno.
Coach, hey, he has screaming Sicilian, coach.
I used to have screaming Sicilian. They don't like me anymore. Pizza was good, though.
It was really good. I still buy it.
My mom still buys it.
We got a lot free, but now that we don't get them, I still buy it.
I know. We should still get it for free.
Coach, man, what were you going to say?
I want to talk
about people coming to your house delivering.
Yeah, I don't want people to know where I live, so I don't get delivery.
Oh, my God.
And I'm cheap, and I don't want to pay the delivery fee.
Oh, I didn't even know there was one.
A lot of them are waving it now.
Yeah, I agree.
Dude, Outback, if they send me another email, they're basically telling me they'll bring me free food, deliver it for free, and
hey, throw in an awesome blossom in there too?
For free.
I mean, it almost sounds too good to be true. Every day it's something added to their delivery service. I'll take it, man.
Now, Eddie, you said, I know you haven't been watching Survivor, right?
No.
I mean,
sorry, coach.
Yeah, coach, we're trying to Survivor here in America.
Yeah, hey, coach, our lives are survivoring.
Coach, have you been watching Survivor, I don't know, America for the past 2 weeks?
Look around, coach. We're all in it. We're all playing the damn game right now.
I know, and that's what I'm saying. It can teach you some things about surviving during Corona. But you haven't been watching Survivor, fine.
No.
And you miss sports, right? You miss competition.
I just miss sports, man.
Okay. Give the challenge a shot.
MTV The Challenge?
Yes. It starts tomorrow night on MTV. And I'm telling you, you're going to get into it. You're going to love it.
Survivor.
But you didn't give it a chance. No. You even said after the first challenge, you were like,
I
could get into this. And then you never went back. And your wife even said, oh, Survivor, we should watch this.
Correct.
You didn't go back.
Nope.
So Ray would love the challenge.
He watches the challenge.
I did a season. I paid my time, did my respects for a phenomenal franchise. It was good. I'm fine with it.
You need to get back because you don't have sports right now, so you need something in your life.
I don't. My fiance has filled me. She has pumped me with Ozark. What else did we got? Oh, I mean, we're playing PlayStation 4.
You watching The Lion King and all that?
What?
What's it called? Tiger King.
Tiger King?
No, she doesn't want to see the with the animals and stuff.
Okay.
Oh.
It would weird her out and make her sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you kind of have a tiger, don't
you? Yeah, that's the thing, yeah.
Oh, wow. I forgot about
that. Little cat. I think your little cat is half tiger, isn't it?
Yeah. What is it?
He looks like a real tiger.
It's like a Persian wildcat or something.
It's crazy, dude.
I got a question. Has your fiance been watching the coin flip madness?
No, if she would have done a bracket, I guarantee you she'd be down. But people are blasting us on Twitter, so it looks popular. So as long as something that I'm doing is popular, it makes me look good. So, I mean, I think we're generating more and more popularity with this tournament.
I hope people are enjoying it. I don't know. I'm still getting, and I want to apologize to people, and I know I shouldn't.
Yeah, you need to make this apology because I've been seeing some tweets.
Oh, the brackets.
People can't find your bracket.
Yeah, people can't find their dang bracket.
Listen, I don't know the answers. Like, I'm not.
I know the answer. I already told you.
Call Kenny.
No, go to the same computer device, whatever, that you filled out your bracket in.
Yeah.
That's the one that's going to pull up your results.
Guys, I learned that the hard way. I'm at the crib. Oh, man, I'll check the old bracket on the cell phone. You've got to be at the exact computer Correct. You started Woo Pig box.
If yes. you filled out your first bracket
at
on
work?
Your cell phone... Then go to the cell phone.
What if it were at work? You're screwed.
Go back
to work.
Go back to work.
No, I'm not screwed. I'm taking this computer home this weekend, so I have my work computer and I can look at my bracket.
Hey, call Billy, the dude that's at work that's stuck there. Tell him to log into your computer, send you a printout.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yes, and so I'm sorry. If you can't figure it out, I apologize. I want everybody to have fun, and I'm trying. I wish it was more enjoyable where I didn't have so many people upset. Like, I can't find my bracket. Like, I'm trying. I try to reply to you and tell you exactly what you need to do. And if you can't find it, I'm sorry. But hopefully, for the most part, people are having fun.
Some people are starting to turn on us. If we do a bad flip, they're cursing us and stuff.
Oh, well.
Hey, let's roll.
Hey, let's roll today because right out of the gate,
yeah!
It is Pucker City Woo! For Eddie. His national champion is playing in the first game of the day.
They got to be a tail, right?
Hey, the Stetson Cowboy hats. Or what are they? Do you know what they are?
No.
Stetson. No. Stetson.
This is the biggest moment for Stetson. Of course, they're going to respond to us. Of course, they're going to do an interview. This is the farthest they're ever going to go. And it's all a coin flip, and it's up to you, Coacher.
Stetson, stand by.
Oh, boy.
You know it's a smaller school when you can't find it right away on the Google.
I knew it. The Stetson Hatters.
The what?
Hatters.
How do you spell that?
Like a hat. Hatters. Hatters.
All right,
baby. Here we go.
I want the audio good. Put it on something that hits, man, so we can hear that. This is radio.
Here we go.
Are you ready?
Yeah, here we go.
Dude, are you going to do it? Bang it.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another coin flip in the Sore Losers Coin Flip Madness. Today, we have the Texas Tech Red Raiders. Versus the Stetson Hatters. I believe they're University out of Florida. So come on, baby. So that means your heads team is the Red Raiders and your tails team is Stetson.
And you want to talk to Stetson? You want to pump them up? You got them winning it all, bud.
Stetson, this is it. Well, this is our first step to the national championship.
Let's go, Stetson.
Are we ready?
Yep. I got Stetson.
Corn flip.
I got Tech.
Is up.
Oh.
It got stuck in the vent.
Hey!
Not Stetson! That's the Red Raiders! Guns up! This sucks for me! Stetson goes home!
That's sad when you lose your big one.
And there goes Eddie.
Bracket busted.
Coach is a professional announcer. He had to announce it.
For me.
Oh, Coach. Hey, you got to fight through it, Coach. You're puckered. You got to keep the energy.
That's what coin flip madness is all about.
That's our first puckered announcer.
Wow.
Right there.
The coin almost got stuck in the air vent up top.
It wasn't even a close game.
It would have probably been tails in the vent.
It was a blowout.
Dang, dude.
Texas Tech.
He put out a light, one of his video lights, and it's a heads, and he loses his champion.
Oh, final score, Tech 107, yeah. Stetson 14.
No, Stetson didn't score, dude.
Wow. Eddie, I'm sorry to hear it.
Oh, man, that sucks.
But, hey, the tournament goes on, boys and girls! Here we go! Next up, the Florida State Seminoles. They're the number 2 seed. Oh, yeah! Leonard Hamilton has got his boys playing well down there in Tallahassee. And they are taking on Cinderella out of nowhere. They were tweeted into the tournament. It's never happened before, but this year things are a little different. The Rider team. I don't even know what they are, but they are the 15 seed. Here we go. Heads, Florida State. Tails, Rider.
Yeah, give me Florida State. Give me that head, baby.
I'm sorry. I don't want any head today. I want to get some tail.
What? Oh, okay.
Here we go.
Florida State, baby. Let's
go. 2-1. Let's go, Ryder.
Can we keep hitting the ceiling?
Tails! Ryder moves on! Ryder moves on! Ryder moves on! Oh!
No, that's Florida State.
The chop ends here. Boom, Ryder, let's go!
Well, that's 2 for me.
Wow, 0-2 on the day.
I'm 2-0, baby.
Good thing I'm not the casino. I'd be down about 200.
Oh my gosh, this next game. Oh
this is
gosh.
Big. This is my son's winner right here, Gonzaga.
Well, even bigger, isn't it? UTSA.
It is UTSA. Oh, Eddie, you might as well give me the Eddie, come back in here.
Yeah, why do I gotta call it?
Eddie, this is my school.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I didn't realize this.
I would not be able to do it justice and give the energy that the alma mater, the valedictorian of the school, was going to be giving over here.
I was not the valedictorian of UTSA.
Hey, remember, even if Gonzaga wins, you have to.
Coach, this whole thing is fake and made up teams, and it's a coin flip. Can I not just call you a valedictorian? Why not make that fake, too?
At least a top tenner, dude. Come on.
Oh,
summa, summa cum laude.
I was cum laude.
No, you were cum laude.
Oh, boy. The third matchup of the day. You got the Gonzaga Bulldogs from way out west. Oh, who cares? Mark Few and the boys. You guys have been here so many times.
Tilly. I like Tilly. He's good.
The UTSA. That's the University of Texas at San Antonio Roadrunners. What up?
Who's their starting point guard?
They play at the Convocation Center.
No, who's the point guard?
That's where graduation is. That's where the UTSA Roadrunners play.
They have that big center. Filibustering, dude.
They have that big center. What's his name?
I don't know.
If you know,
I know that Michaela Woods plays for the women's team, and she was, I believe, the conference freshman of the year.
She's on the basketball team?
She's on the women's team, yeah.
Well, then she's not going to be playing in this game.
She is not. But all I know is she's cheering on the UTSA men, and I have UTSA winning this game.
Yeah, I do too.
I have them in the upset. Heads, Gonzaga. Tails, Roadrunners.
Yeah, come on,
Tails. Let's see your Roadrunners.
I got UTSA.
I have Zags.
I got UTSA.
Here we go. 3-2-1.
Terrible flip.
Tails! 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 UTSA! Let me see your Roadrunner! Let me see your Roadrunner! Beep, 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 beep. We move on, baby. We move on. A number one seed goes down again.
Woo! 0-3 today.
Guys, I'm 3-0.
Coach, if you were in Vegas, it would be a quick trip.
All right, I got to do the next one.
It's like the time I went to Vegas and Eddie and his wife were playing blackjack the night before. And I was like, all right, guys, I finally got here. Let's gamble. Let's have fun.
I was out of money.
Eddie has already been cleaned out day one.
Oh, man.
All right, this is mine.
Eddie, you got to do back-to-back here.
Yeah, I got to
do this one. You don't care about Stephen F. Austin.
What?
You didn't go there.
Oh, no. Sam Houston State.
Yeah.
Here we go, baby. Yeah. The next coin flip of the day.
We got two tails in a row.
We have.
What has it been today, Ray? What has it been? Heads, tails, tails?
Yep.
Okay.
We have the Houston Cougars versus my alma mater, the Bearcats of East Texas, Sam Houston State. Eat them up, cats. That means your Cougars are heads and your Bearcats are tails.
Yeah, let's you know what?
Tails.
Kelvin Sampson, Quentin Grimes, let's go. Get this win for me.
That's for Sam Houston State?
No, it's Houston. Quentin Grimes transferred from Kansas down to Houston.
Jimmy and Bill, the playing for the Bearcats, this is for you.
Let's go, tails.
Are you ready? Here's your flip.
Oh, what a weak flip.
It's a good one.
Oh, stuck. Stuck. Redo.
Do I do a rewind?
Yeah, got to redo.
Overtime.
Reflip?
It got stuck on the side underneath a board.
All right, reflip. Overtime. Oh, my gosh! Oh, buzzer beater! The game goes to overtime!
I mean, he didn't even flip that high. I mean, he didn't even go near the ceiling that time.
Come on. Here we go. Overtime. Overtime one. If it gets stuck again, we go to double overtime. Here it is. Coin flip. Oh, what is it? What is it? What is it, lunch?
It's so dirty, I can't tell.
Tails!
The Bearcats do it! The Bearcats move on! Defeating the Houston Cougars! It's the fight of the Sam Houstons! And the Bearcats come on top!
Boys, that's three tails in a row. You better go heavy underdog the rest of the way. I started out 0-2. I'm 2-2.
I'm 3-1. My first loss of the day. Dang.
Dude, that was an overtime game. First overtime game of the year.
Wow, tournament, yeah. Here we go.
All right, Ray, you ready?
Yeah, let's try not to blow out our voices, boys.
Yeah, you're
on
right.
On this next one, I can save some energy. It is two absolutely teams that we have no ties to, that we really don't care at all.
They're the defending national champions.
Oh, are they really?
Virginia and Stephen F. Austin went to Cameron Indoor and beat Duke this year. This is a big game.
All right.
They're not going to be scared of an ACC opponent. They already went on the road and beat Duke. You think they're scared of Virginia?
He's going Sports Center on us right now. Okay, coach, stop with the fake flips because people only hear the audio.
Oh, my bad.
Okay, guy, what'd you say? Yeah, thank you, Scott Van Pelt. Appreciate that. All right, guys, here we go. Virginia, Stephen F. Austin. Virginia is heads. Stephen F. Austin is tails. And I guess if I have ST, then that means I got Stephen F. Austin. Stephen F. Austin.
Wow.
All right, here we go.
I got Virginia. Let's go.
Hey, what do I have?
I don't know.
Coach.
Eddie has Virginia Cavaliers.
Oh, my gosh. All right, give me tails. Here we go. Stephen F. Austin, give me tails.
Tails! It's tails! It's tails! We did it! Tails has started a new record. There are four tails in a row for the first time ever. Only in March Madness. Soar losers coin flip madness.
I started out 3-0. I'm 3-2. 3-2.
The ball is
I had Virginia. Wow.
All right, last one.
It's like he didn't want to accept it. When I said it was tails, you guys just stared at me like I made it up or something.
No,
like that.
We were disappointed. Ray, we believe you. We're just sad.
Guys, if you're that depressed of a coin flip, I'd hate to be in Vegas with you.
Coach, it's $10, man. Yeah. It sucks.
Yeah.
And my voice is going.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of Scott Van Pelt, the next game, Maryland versus North Texas.
Oh, did he go to North Texas?
No, he went to Maryland.
Oh.
But DJ Allen went to North Texas.
50-50 chance, and I got it right. I even got it wrong. All right, come on.
All right. The Turtles, the Terrapins of Maryland, taking on the mean green of North Texas. North Texas is tails. Maryland's going to be heads. And, I got North Texas. We're going for another tails.
Yeah, I did too. I have the green wave.
That means five tails in a row.
Yeah, I actually smartly knew that wasn't going to happen, and I got Maryland, boys.
All right, after starting out 3-0, I could end the day at 3-3. Here we go. The coin is flipped.
Oh, that's not even a flip.
Heads. God darn it.
Yeah!
God. Yeah!
Hey, you're still the announcer. Go.
Dude, he's got to be puckered and still announcing.
Maryland wins. I hope that makes some of you losers happy.
Can you imagine if Joe Buck did that? Like, if he had some money on the Super Bowl and that's how he announced the winner?
Well, I'm that half of the bracket, I had Virginia moving on to the Sweet 16, so I'm out on that side.
Dang, I went 0-2, and boys, I just went 4-2, 4 in a row.
I went 3-0, and I went 3-3.
Guys, get over it. I lost my national champion.
Oh, man.
Get over it.
That's what you get with picking Stetson, being Mr. Funny Guy.
Coach, like it mattered. It could be anyone.
Yeah, Stetson just didn't match up well. They didn't match up well in the tournament. I mean, they were lucky to be there.
Dang it. Hey, are there buy-ins?
Yeah, Coach. Do you want to see an absolute disaster with Kenny and his website?
No.
What do you mean there's buy-ins? We're not ready for that. We're not equipped for buy-ins.
We didn't understand that. We don't know how to do that.
Coach, Kenny didn't even understand how to do a rankings on the website and show us who's in first and stuff, and he's going to allow buy-ins? No way is that sophisticated of a website.
Oh, crap, dude. I had Sam Houston State going to the...
There we go.
...the final game.
Did they win?
Yeah.
Dang it.
I still have it. Hey, I'm still in.
You would have lost both. That would have been crushing.
Yeah, that
would have
been really bad. But have any of your national championships played?
I have Creighton in the national title game. They won.
Okay, so you moved on, right?
Yeah, Michigan State. Why do you think that one day I blew out my voice and was screaming interstate names?
So we all still have one team in.
Well, I have Bradley, too. They haven't played yet.
Oh, man.
Dude, when your national champion is on the line in a coin flip, that's when you get real puckered.
I was puckered. But then when you lose it, you get unpuckered pretty quick.
Well, not lunch. He couldn't even talk when he's supposed to be announcing the winner. All he said was heads or tails. That's it.
Well, I don't like going on a three-game losing streak.
Yeah, but
coming in, like, going 3-0 out of the gate, you think, oh, my God, I'm marching right to first place. And then you just really go 500. It's really, you don't gain any ground.
Hey, you selfish individual.
Yeah, that's what we all are.
No, we're not. There are people listening right now that could have had the other side of that coin flip that want to be excited.
But I don't want them to be excited.
Who cares?
I do.
That's not fair. That's not what you signed up for.
Hey, and you want to know what kind of happened today? He won his first three, then he lost the three. I lost two, won four. I'm on a hot streak. Eddie was confused. That sounds a lot like Vegas. You win, you lose, you're on a streak, you go cold, you win. I mean, that's a coin flip, boys.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're saying just betting in general is a coin flip?
I mean,
it kind of is.
The odds are.
It's just a coin flip.
Yeah. Eddie, you need something to bet on now that your national champ's out?
No, I'm good.
You want to bet a dollar on heads or tails?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, what do you want?
Tails.
You got tails?
Yeah, $1.
$1.
Here we go.
Here we go. It's up.
Pay me.
Hey, dude, that dude is ice cold.
Quit while you're ahead,
hey,
right?
Keep him away from a slot machine.
Honey, I can't come home. I keep losing. You want to do double or nothing?
Nope.
Dang it.
I'll buy me a brew dog. Oh, I can't go to a bar.
Oh, you can't go to the bar, man. Oh, man. Hey, what are you going to do about your beer token? Can't go to the bar.
No, that beer token's trash now.
Man, this is crushing.
All right.
What a Tuesday.
You just want to end the show now? Hey, I love it. Dude, we should end every show at the 20-minute mark with a coin flip of Lunch's team. That way, Coach, it'd be done. He wants to end the show right away. We'll be done with a 20-minute show.
That hurt.
If he loses, he's done. He's toast.
No, I'm not toast. I was playing so well. My strategy was working.
Dang, and props to Tails, setting the all-time record in this tournament for the most of one coin side in a row, four. So far, four is the streak, and it's tails.
I love the fact you're keeping track of it. Heads, tails, tails, heads, tails, tails, tails.
It's like the numbers on the roulette board or like the freaking screen.
Hot numbers.
Like that freaking matters.
Yeah, like that. Here's your hot numbers. Well, when they spin the ball, isn't it just every number has a chance?
No. Look, the blacks have hit four times. That means the red's about to hit.
But I'm going to say something.
Here we go.
So if you look at that board and it has hit red 12, four out of the last nine spins.
Yeah, it's pretty smart to bet 12 again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm just saying.
There's no rhyme or reason to it, and it probably won't
hit. But I think it is. The person spinning it,
they don't know when they're going to spin it. The timing's not right. They even sometimes speed up the actual wheel because it slows down a little bit. There's no rhyme or reason.
I don't know. I'm a believer in if it's the same person spinning and they keep hitting that same number, got to go with that number.
You think that's God?
No, I think it's something with their spin. Like it falls at the same time for some reason. It does a certain amount of rotations, and it's always right. But I mean, listen.
What if they know that every time the wheel's running, and if they throw it when the zero?
I agree. Right. I'm actually agreeing with that.
Yeah, this is what I'm agreeing
with.
They
see the zero, and like as soon as the zero passes me, I roll it. It could.
That's what I mean.
The same area.
They know when they if what time they spin it at. I think because they know their ball goes about six rotations.
Coach, you really in a dumb way. You brought up a great point, and I actually agree with it now. So it started out as something I wasn't going to agree with, but I'm totally in with what you say. They do that every day of their lives.
Right.
They know the spin. They know when the wheels numbers are lined up, and they can probably predict it to within 8, 9, 10 numbers.
If I ever make a little bit of money enough to kind of have fun and spend on random stuff, I might buy a roulette table and just
try to practice
a legit one and see if that works.
Yes, because I really think they do. I mean, how many times they spin that in an 8-hour shift? Oh my God, I can't even imagine. But you get to know how hard you spin it and how many times it's going to roll around that table.
And Coach Eddie, remember when you get this roulette table, it has to be probably a very expensive one because the numbers have to rotate while the ball rotates the opposite direction.
Yes,
correct.
The cheap ones, you just throw it and it falls in.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So no, wheel goes right, ball goes left.
You almost need to check on eBay, Vegas style roulette wheel.
Well,
that was once used on Vegas.
Yeah, trip. Well, my dad bought a couple of used retired slot machines.
Coach, keep that on the DL. Coach.
No, he did. And we had him at the house. Like we had
really?
My dad built a bar like the size of this studio in our house. where he would invite his friends over and they would all hang out in the bar and like had neon signs, every kind of liquor you can think of, and two slot machines. And sometimes,
and people would play it. And
well, he would open it up and pull a bunch of quarters out.
Oh, I got Vegas type wheel, 11 inches, $14.95.
Oh, it's any bigger than 11.
Oh. Oh,
no,
man.
That's 11 inches, Coach. That's like a
little. Coach, I know. It is a joke. I'm looking at it like ashtray.
But my point about the slot machines is that my dad went to a place in Vegas where they had a bunch of
wooden roulette wheel, $322.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's a pretty nice one.
Boys, for Christmas?
I mean, I'll buy it for you.
You would?
No.
Oh.
I'll buy you the $12 one.
No, I don't need a 11-incher, Coach.
Dude, can you imagine us with a roulette wheel that we'd bring it every day to the show?
Oh, my God. You know how fun that would be? I used to have a shot roulette where you have a bunch of shot glasses lined up around this cheap roulette wheel,
yeah.
And you pour shots, and then everybody, you know, gets their section of numbers, and then whatever number lands on, you got to take a shot. That's nice. Kind of fun.
That does sound fun.
It was. Man, stupid purchases. I mean, you want to talk about a cheap roulette wheel? It's awesome. And then everybody get mad. Oh, I didn't win. And then they take the shot anyway. It was really stupid.
All right. You ready to go home?
Yeah, I'm ready to go home.
All right.
All right, man.
Coach, you good over there?
Mm-hmm. I went 3-3 right. Today.
I lost my national champion.
Hey, man. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
I'm depressed.
All right.
Hey, really, give the challenge a shot.
Okay.
You're not going to do it.
I won't. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
We're all deflated at the end of the show.
I'm all like, damn, man. I went through it.